Thanks for tuning in for Cincinnati Edition here on 91.7 WVXU and 88.5 WMUP. I'm Mark Purzel, and in the studio with me is the Director of Creative Enterprise from Artworks here in Cincinnati. Katie Garber is here to talk about what was formerly known as Springboard, now known as Co-Starters. It's Artworks Business Development Program. Good afternoon, and welcome to Cincinnati Edition, Katie.
Thanks for having me, Mark. I appreciate it.
Well, I want to begin by asking you to distinguish Artworks from ArtsWave, because there is sometimes that confusion. Artworks, you are the people who are really known for those great murals we see all around town.
Yes, and that is has been our core to our mission of employing youth apprentices and employing working artists to create the murals. So that's how our apprentice projects are structured, that we hire, we'll hire about 150 high school age kids this summer to help us on a wide variety of apprentice projects. So the public art handles the murals, but actually for Creative Enterprise this year, we have hopefully three apprentice projects that are more focused on product development and matching those youth apprentices with working designers and illustrators to create some products.
So Artworks is around to encourage both artists and artists doing business, if you may, here in the community.
Right, and so there are three pillars that make up Artworks. So that's public art, which is the murals. We do bike racks, other sculptures. ArtRx is another pillar, and that's art and healthcare. So that is focused on, you know, creating spaces for kids at different hospitals to create their own art, but also we have Hero Design Company, which works with the apprentices. Again, the apprentices, youth apprentice projects, go in and get matched with a child that has an illness, and they kind of create an identity of a superhero for them, and they actually sew a cape, and then that's given to that child to make them feel empowered. So then my pillar of Artworks is Creative Enterprise. And that's our focus on all these artists and designers that we've worked with in encouraging them to create businesses from their skills, or just a way for them to keep being able to do what they love to do and make money doing it.
And this was something that grew out. I know the art part of Artworks, what preceded things before Creative Enterprise came along, but there was a demand, and a long time pent up demand for artists finding, how do I take my art and make a living by it, right?
Yes. There's nobody else in Cincinnati that I know of that's really just focused on creatives. And I think that's what makes our program so unique, is that we were always looking for creatives and looking for different ways to help them. So whether that's training with our Co-Starters class or funding with Big Pitch, which we'll talk about, we also have monthly workshops that are open to the public. And then we'll be doing these apprentice projects to help us employ youth. And also they'll get some business structure knowledge during their apprentice project.
Sort of building the next generation of artists here, and enterprising artists as well. Well, Co-Starters, we mentioned Co-Starters. Let's get along to this business development program. It used to be known as Springboard, but just changed its name. But why was the change in name? Was there a change in mission too, or just name?
A little bit of mission. So the curriculum was revised. The curriculum is started by Company Lab. They're based in Chattanooga, Tennessee. So we've worked closely with them in the revamping of Springboard to Co-Starters and given them our feedback. So we were one of the first places outside of Chattanooga to license this curriculum. So we've worked really closely with them to create a great new curriculum that's called Co-Starter. So not just a name change, but a whole revamp of the overall curriculum. It's much more focused on your customer and knowing your customer, testing your assumptions, and trying to implement lean startup techniques. So how you can start the smallest you can and just start testing your idea and getting feedback from customers. So that is the big change from Springboard. It's not even as focused on writing your overall business plan as just thinking through all those processes in your business plan. And then that's up to you whether you think you need to create a full-blown business plan at the end, or just have all that knowledge in place so you're ready to take it where you want to.
So Springboard was kind of teaching you how to business savvy, if you mm-hmm. were the proverbial starving artist mm-hmm. and, you know, created all this great art and didn't know what to do with mm-hmm. it. And it was trying to teach you the business sense or whatever to build a business plan to think through it. Did you notice a need to change the curriculum so that there wasn't as much focus on that business plan?
Right, because some people needed that in the class, but some people do not need that. So in our class, we usually have about 15 spots. About half those are already in business, and half the people just have an idea and are looking to start something new. So for those people that have already been in business, you know, writing a business plan from the start isn't always so necessary. So what we got to was more of this customer focus, because that's what's going to make you most successful if you have know what your customer wants and can put goods or services out there that they want.
I have to disclose that I had applied for a co-starter's position for the spring class that just came. Mm-hmm. I did not make the cut in the class, mm-hmm. but I must say I've gone through the process, and it's very interesting because you ask basically what is a business pitch. Tell us about what you're doing or what you're creating, mm-hmm. and tell us what and how you can benefit from the co-starters class. But you have to do it in less than 140 characters.
Right.
So this makes you think right from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. And that's something that then you work on throughout the co-starters class also, is your 60-second pitch, but also a 5-minute pitch is encouraged at the end of the 9-week program. But we do find that elevator 60-second pitch to be very important, because that's going to be your opportunity to talk through most people with it, is you can only hold their attention for that long. And you've got to catch them right away.
Well, I have to say, having gone through the process, it does make you hone down your mm-hmm. thoughts to the fewest, most powerful words. And I imagine on the other end that when you're going through these applications, it must be just as trying
yes.
on your side to decide who's going to make the class.
It is. So we do try to, like I said, have a mix of people starting businesses versus already in business. We think that helps the people starting bring this energy to it, where the people that are already in business, they may have more expertise in some options, but they really feed off the energy from the new people, and then the existing people can use their knowledge to help the new people. So it creates a good community, a good mix. But we also try to match businesses maybe that are kind of related in some way that could work off each other. For now, in our class, we have a couple that wants to start an urban fresh food market in the East End. And then we also have a group that is a bike courier service that wants to deliver like food and groceries. So we thought, oh, they would be a good pairing. Maybe they could work together down the road. So we do take into account, you know, how the businesses could fit together. And that's why we don't always take everyone on their first time of flying, but
I'm
we encourage you to fly again.
No, and I will. I mean, mine was merely an idea, and I've continued to develop it, and
great.
You know, that's what you need to do.
And we do have applications opening in a couple of weeks we'll have a class starting in June and a class starting in July. So this will be the application for both of those classes.
I'm speaking with Katie Garber, the director of Creative Enterprise from Artworks, talking about Artworks Co-Starters, a 9-week business development program that helps aspiring and, as she just mentioned, sometimes seasoned entrepreneurs work together and learn more about what they're doing. And talk about the new curriculum. You call it an improved curriculum
mm-hmm.
when you look online. And by the way, we do have a link to the Artworks Co-Starters website at our website, wvxu.org, and they have a great website that explains everything that's going on. But talk about the curriculum. So you're going through this 9-week class. What kind of advice and teaching are you receiving?
We have a facilitator that's usually, I think they've all been entrepreneurs. So we have we work really hard to find great facilitators that are inspiring. And they are just there to keep the class on track and encourage interaction among the community. It's not like they're standing up on a blackboard and you're taking notes the whole time. They sit down with you.
Are there pop quizzes and tests?
No. No. We do have, you know, when we get there, there's a weekly check-in with everybody, and You go through how many customers you talked through that week, what assumptions you tested, what you learned, what was different from what you thought. And it really builds a community of that the other participants can say, oh, I talked to so-and-so this week. This might work for you. It didn't work for me. But we really encourage that interaction. I think that's what makes it a great program, especially for creatives. I think creatives a lot of times feel like they're working in their own bubble almost and don't know how to find that community, or they're just caught up in their own dreams and that sort of thing. So to have like a safe, supportive place that you can share this with everyone and they have your back, it's really, that's I think probably the best thing we've seen come of it, is the community and connections people have made.
And that's the Co and Co-Starters, I guess, as it goes along. And it's been very successful. The program through Springboard and now into Co-Starters has a great track record, I have to say, Katie.
Right. It has been great. So we have almost 190 graduates at this point. We offer 6 classes a year, so they're ongoing, and we've had some great businesses launch from it. We've had some great businesses that were already existing go through it but have really expanded their horizons, and we're really proud of what we've been able to create.
Well, you've created some great synergy with all the other synergy that's happening in Cincinnati as it grows, and art's a big part of our community.
It is.
And it seems you're feeding right into that. So you say the applications will be accepted soon for the next session, all that detail.
The next two sessions.
And that all those details are on your website. And again, a link on the WVXU.org website. And as you're building this, then you get that, you mentioned it earlier, that 5-minute pitch down. And now there's something new from Artworks, the big pitch. Mm-hmm. Talk about the big pitch.
So Artworks' big pitch is this really, really amazing opportunity. So I've only been in this position since February. So this was kind of my big project and what I'm working on and my focus. But it's a pitch event for creatives to pitch their business idea for a chance to win $15,000 cash prize. There'll also be an audience choice award of $5,000 cash. Two runners-up will receive pro bono services such as legal or branding or accounting help. But the one person could walk away with $20,000 cash for their business, which is an amazing opportunity. And we don't know of anybody else that's doing this just for creatives. So that's core to our mission, is that you have to be a creative business owner. Could be artist, designer, maker, photographer, musician. But you do have to be for-profit business owner.
Okay, so not a non-profit organization.
Correct.
Okay. And this big pitch, when does the big pitch happen? I know, I believe that I saw the deadline is May 16th, but you mentioned who you're looking for to apply.
Mm-hmm.
How and why should they apply?
Okay, so applications are open now through May 16th. The actual pitch event will be in August, on August 27th at the American Sign Museum. But we are looking right now for people. You have to have a creative business, a for-profit business, be located within 30 miles of Artworks, 30-mile radius, and you have to have a tangible growth opportunity. So we are looking in the application. It walks you through it, how you would spend the $15,000. We want it to apply to something that's meaningful and going to grow your business in a sustainable way. So our hope is you wouldn't just take the money and like take your vacation.
Sabbatical time.
Yes.
Not quite.
So we've got some examples of retrofitting a storefront, putting the money towards inventory, creating marketing materials, buying new equipment that your business might need to grow. But we see this as an opportunity for people that have been in business for 2 years, operating successfully, but want to take that next step and just need this capital to help them reach that goal.
So I imagine with the applications, you're looking for those criteria, but do you judge them again from there to see if they do go to the Big Pitch event?
And, yes.
And how many will be going to the Big Pitch event?
So after applications close on May 16th, we will select 8 finalists. Those 8 finalists will have a great opportunity to get paired with a mentor and a representative from U.S. Bank. And that's a 10-week coaching period. We get to work with these two to help develop your business plan of how you would use the $15,000 to really grow your business. So although you may apply thinking this is the best way to grow your business, you will get feedback along the way in this 10-week time period to really nail it down. It may change a little bit, and we're fine with that. But we're going to give you the support during the 10 weeks to make sure you're really ready for this opportunity. So after the 10 weeks, there'll be a practice pitch night. You'll get feedback. And then the actual Artworks Big Pitch event will be on August 27th. You will have to turn in your updated business plan before the pitch. So we will look for the person with the overall strongest business to win the grand prize. Just the best pitch, they'll win the $5,000 Audience Choice Award.
Okay. And, of course, all this is leading to growth in creative enterprises here in Cincinnati, right?
Yes. And I do want to say this is going to be a biannual event. So the next Artworks Big Pitch will be next year in March, and that'll be focused on startup businesses. So we're not leaving those people out that are 2 years or under. But this one right now is just focused on growing a business. That's why you have to be operational for 2 years.
Great opportunity for some of these businesses to take that next step and grow. I'm speaking with Katie Garber. She's the Director of Creative Enterprise at Artworks, talking about Co-Starters, their 9-week business development program for creative entrepreneurs, and the Artworks Big Pitch. Deadline of May 16th for an application to make a pitch, a 5-minute pitch, for the chance to win quite a grand prize and help out your business. Details on our website, wvxu.org, where you'll find a links to Artworks website. And what else is going on with the creative enterprise aspect of Artworks? I mean, you have the Co-Starters program that's going on here. You have the Artworks Big Pitch. That's events and classes, if you may. But what else is happening in creative enterprise?
As I mentioned, we have the workshops. So we will have a creative enterprise open house August 24th from 6 to 9. So for anyone that's interested in Co-Starters or Big Pitch, we encourage you to come by Artworks and check us out. We'll just be talking through the next round of Co-Starters classes and also answering any questions you have about Big Pitch. And you can just check out our space. And it's like a really fun environment for people to work through this business plan and create a community together.
Well, you've been on the job for just a couple of months. Did you move to Cincinnati to take this job?
No.
Or are you from Cincinnati?
I'm from Cincinnati, and I owned a vintage shop in Over the Rhine prior. So I closed that in January, and I started this position in February.
So you're very much aware of what's happening here. And how do you read the creative entrepreneur state of the city, if you may?
Oh, I think it's great. So I went to DAP, actually, for industrial design. But there on Main Street at the time where I had my business, there were like 9 of us on the street that had attended DAP and then chose to stay in town and try to create something and open their own businesses. So I don't know. I love the community so much. And that's why I knew this position was right for me because I wanted to stay working with small business owners. So I saw my goals change from owning my own business to helping others start their own business. And what I know best is the creative mindset and how to make that happen. So it was just a great fit.
It is. Well, nice to have you on Cincinnati Edition. Thanks for all the information. I hope you've inspired some creative entrepreneurs to step up and think about taking it to the next level. Thank you, Katie.
Thank you.
Katie Garber is the director of Creative Enterprise at Artworks. Details on the Co-Starters 9-week business development program. Details on the Artworks 5-minute big pitch competition that's going on, and so much more that's going on with Artworks. Available through a link on our website, wvxu.org. I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition.